We're back. Second hour of the American Awakening. Michael Herzog coming at you live from Phoenix, Arizona. And I got my special weekly guest Don Nikoloff online. Short segment coming up here. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. But I wanted to finish my thoughts on that. I don't listen to mainstream radio or mainstream TV anymore because I don't have a TV. And I'm really tired of Rush Limbaugh and Sean Hannity and these guys. But what I found interesting is I ran across an article the other day, Don, where News Corp has actually contributed $20,000 to the Hillary Clinton campaign, Hillary Clinton being a Democrat, and News Corp owning Fox News. And Fox News is a really right-wing station. So it just shows you that the Republicans and Democrats both are in lockstep. I mean, the next thing you'll be hearing, and again, I don't listen to Rush Limbaugh, but, you know, he'll be flip-flopping and promoting Hillary. What do you think about that?
Well, let's look at, you mentioned News Corp, Fox News. That's Rupert Murdoch. Isn't it interesting that Rupert Murdoch just bought the Dow Jones and the Wall Street Journal and promises that it'll be fair and balanced? I mean, you know, it's ridiculous. That's my comment.
Okay. I'm just... I had mentioned, and I don't even remember who brought it up, but somebody had said, and it could have been as long as a year ago, that, and they made a prediction that at some point in time, Rush Limbaugh may very well flip-flop and start reporting Hillary. I mean, you remember, he used to just absolutely lambaste the Clintons when I listened to him back in the 90s. And, you know, as time has gone on, here, the Republican Party, the candidates at large, with the exception of Ron Paul, are very weak. They're the Democratic Party. Hillary Clinton is outscoring everybody. You know, she's, I don't know, 20 percentage points ahead of Obama, or I think that's about right, if you can believe the polls. But I'm certain she's in the lead. And with what the Republican Party has done, with the stinky taint of the neocons in office, they've got a long way to go, and all of them are pro-war, whereas Ron Paul is the only one that's anti-war, which is another interesting facet, because Hillary Clinton, I read an article yesterday, who is now seeming to flip-flop very casually over to an anti-war advocate when she has been pro-war and voted for the war. So she's doing some political posturing here as well. So I think all of this is very interesting, and I think part of the reason why is because Ron Paul is making such an enormous leap into the forefront, and I think both parties are looking at him in astonishment as well as fear that they may have a major contender on their hands.
Well, yes. Also, you know, I would suggest that first of all, we need to consider the fact that Hillary Clinton is directly linked to the murder of Vince Foster. She had an affair with him. We know that. She received $250 million from the WANTA money very shortly before Foster's death, which they said was a suicide. How someone shoots themselves multiple times in the head with a gun, it's beyond me. But, when that comes out, and I would say that all the candidates have something to do with creating smoke screens about what's going on with this money that's being embezzled in the trillions of dollars. So if the people really knew the truth about Hillary Clinton, I would think she would slip far below Ron Paul in the CNN polls.
Well,
the last time I saw a poll with Ron Paul's name, he was at 1% on CNN. Now, she would slip below that if they knew. In fact, she would be in jail. And
by
so
way,
would many of the other ones.
Have you seen that internet video of the Clinton Chronicles?
Yes, I have.
I mentioned this on my show yesterday. If that were to get out into the mainstream public, if people were to be made aware of that, and that's your job, folks, as listeners who are awake to the truth about this. If they saw that, Hillary Clinton would take such a nosedive, it would be pathetic. We'll be back in three. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, special guest Don Nikoloff. See you in three.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world? Jesus answered them, You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Do you know that you can go solar for under $1,200 now? Hi, this is Ken Solar. As you may have heard by now, I've been designing alternative energy packages for over a decade. The solar power generators that I produce will get you all the solar power you need for your household essentials. Your refrigerator, your freezer, lights, fans, electric blankets, TV, radio, clocks, phones, computers, and a lot more. No gas, no fumes, and they're totally silent. Each solar-powered generator comes complete with everything you'll need, including the solar panel, a 3,000-watt peak inverter, a step-by-step quick setup sheet, and battery backup. I reached that point in my life where I just didn't want to have to rely on everyone else anymore. You know, power companies, government. Anyway, getting yourself free from the utility grid is a lot easier than you might think. Are you ready to go solar? Give me a call now at 239-677-3073 or order them on my website at a 10% discount on kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond from Most Holy Family Monastery. We are now offering a critically important $10 package. The package contains three DVDs with 10 different programs, our new 658-page book called The Truth About What Really Happened to the Catholic Church After Vatican II, which is the most comprehensive book ever produced on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. You also get another 335-page book and other material. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. At the website, you can watch all of our videos for free, read sample chapters of the new book and other articles, or call us 24 hours a day at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or you can mail in your order to us at Most Holy Family Monastery, 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The price of the whole package is $10, which includes media mail shipping, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S. MostHolyFamilyMonastery.com.
Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona, with my weekly guest, Don Nikoloff. We're on the subject of Hillary Clinton, and, you know, that brings to mind another thing, Don. Back during the, was it the Clinton years, we had the savings and loan debacle, and we had I can't remember the name of it, it was called ADFA, where the Clintons had set up funneling money through, well, actually they were laundering drug money. And there's an article that came up here today. It says, are taxpayers about to bail out the hedge funds? And it looks like this may be happening all over again. Me being in the mortgage business, you know, the Bear Stearns has been having problems. There's been a number of mortgage companies that are filing for bankruptcy here. And it looks like this same thing with the same players, whether they be on the front lines or whether they be behind the scenes, are looking at doing the same things to the taxpayers that they did back in the 90s. It just never stops.
Well, that's true. That's, again, related to the duplicity of the $27.5 trillion WANTA money, the $4.5 trillion WANTA settlement, and the bogus derivative funds that they set up as a mirror to hide the fact that the theft was going on. Right now, there are over 100,000 people involved in this, and arrests are being made throughout the world. Of course, people are disappearing on the intelligence side. They're scrambling. You know, this is exactly what was going on in the Madison guarantee scandal in Arkansas, which, you know, you mentioned. And the Clintons got out of that. The McDougals took the fall for that. Was it James McDougal who died while in prison? Again, you know, we have all of these synchronicities, which are just supposed to be coincidences. Kenneth Lay from Enron died in prison. Why do these people all die in prison? You know, or if they're lucky even to get there, to get that far.
Ken Lay, let's see, he died of a heart attack, I believe, the day before.
Or the day before he was to go to prison.
Right. The day before he was to go to prison, he mysteriously dies of a heart attack. And, you know, you wonder if he's not on some Caribbean beach somewhere. Which brings me to another issue. Have you got anything else to update us on with Wanta before I move on here?
Well,
now that we've been on all over the board.
we could spend the rest of the afternoon talking about what has transpired. I encourage people to go to worldreports.org, read it for yourself, read the other postings. I mean, it's very, very detailed. The amount of money that they're claiming right now on a delinquent account that's been settled. I mean, Wants has been released from prison, which his original conviction is all bogus charges and money laundering. The amount is exceeding $1 million right now that they're still claiming he owns, despite the fact that there is as I mentioned previously, an obituary which describes the individual who actually owned Falls Vending. So it completely exonerates Leo Wanta from that. The fact that this is not even reported, beyond that, is that this information came out very recently. This was Christopher Story's digging into this. He had some facts pertaining to the ownership and tracking the guy down, Engle, E-N-G-L-E. He was able to show very clearly using the obituary that admits that he was the owner of Falls Vending. And if they should have been going after anyone for taxes, it was him, not Leo Wanta.
Well, Leo Wanta obviously is nothing more than a target. But you know, let's move on for a moment. I wanted to touch with you and get your thoughts on this Minnesota bridge collapse. And I know that I haven't really been deep down the journalistic path on this yet. I haven't done a lot of deep research, you know, enough to warrant a decision. I know that, you know, you take a look at these types of things. And this particular area was, I believe, I can't remember the congressman's name, but it was, they did not want to participate in the Trans-Texas Corridor. I remember that, okay? And I just find it rather mysterious that, number one, these bridges are collapsing, because this is not the first one that's done it. There was another one, I believe it was in San Francisco that collapsed, not way back in 86, but I'm talking about within the past year or so. There was another bridge collapse.
Yeah, somewhere out in California. I can't remember if it's, what city it's in.
Right. But at any rate, okay, these bridges, I find it just coincidental that this bridge collapsed in a in an area, in a district of where they were opposed to the Trans-Texas Corridor. Does that tie in any way in your mind?
Absolutely. I mean, if I read between the lines that I-35 is the pathway from Texas all the way up to Canada. And in the case of the proximity to Minneapolis was already warned to have been a target as far back as 2004, Minneapolis-St. Paul. Again, mm-hmm. Christopher Story had received some intelligence information from Delmart Mike Vreeland, who was an ONI operative, and he had warned Christopher Story about 9/11, and it happened. He had warned him about a planned nuclear bomb, and this is not from terrorists. We have to understand this. He's saying that it's our government that was going to do that. So Christopher Story filed a report in New York, an affidavit with a police agency, and that seemed to be enough to stop it. Now, he's been warning about that recently, and then here we have this collapse. Now, if we look in at a couple of, again, synchronistic events or coincidental events, Augsburg College is doing research on acoustic weapons. They're located in Minneapolis, Minnesota, less than a mile from the bridge. My viewing of the video taken from the security camera, which really only exposes about half of the view of the bridge, it's on one side of the river, and you can and the angle of this film showed that the whole bridge came down in one fell swoop, flat, as if something pressed down on it. And my take on that, personally, my opinion is that they used some kind of a scalar weapon, probably from space, or at least high up in the atmosphere, to shoot that down. It didn't crumble, it didn't collapse, it just flat out was leveled in a very consistent pattern and very rapidly, sort of like the free fall of the Twin Towers on 9/11.
Okay, well, let's hold that thought. Let's go to a call. Daniel in Canada, you're on with Michael and Don. Go ahead.
Yes, yes. Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Hello.
Great to be able to talk to you. Something I've been meaning to mention for a while now, it goes back to your discussion of Ron Paul, is that Paul is somebody that intrigues me, but I think there's much there that's not being recognized. And I think the man, to put it briefly, is not a shill, but he's a straw man for a totally corrupt and soon to be fascistic government in your country. So he gives this veneer of respectability. Oh yeah, here's somebody who disagrees with us. But the other thing I would say is that anybody who has any sense of what is going on would have nothing whatsoever to do with your electoral system. It's totally corrupt. It's a sham. It's a joke. So why are you even bothering with it? This is a total diversion. You see where I'm coming from?
Well, I see. Yes, I do. I see where you're coming from, Daniel. And I guess, the world needs hope. but at any rate, wait a minute. Let me finish. Okay. But we know there's a severe corruption with the voting machines, the Diebold voting machines. As far as him being put in there as, you've used the mention, not the word shill, but something else. Are you talking about I'm sorry?
A straw man,
okay. I mean, are you talking about a semblance of like a Ross Perot to draw votes away from – from what I'm taking on this, you're saying that there may be a Republican and Democratic candidate and maybe he'll run as a Libertarian if he does not get the nomination for the Republican Party to use him as a straw man? Is that where you're going with this?
No, I'm just saying, yes, like Perot, he gives somewhat of a sense of truth to the lie. But I'm old enough when I remember when somebody with Ron Paul's political economic philosophy would have been considered a radical extremist right winger, a John Bircher. Now because you've got fascists in there, he seems moderate. He's nothing moderate about him at all. He talks about the Constitution. Does he say, well, I want this repealed and posse comitatus and habeas corpus and torture and violation of international law and treaties, which are part of your Constitution? He doesn't say anything about any of that, and he's also a 9/11 denier. He promotes the official lie.
No, excuse me. Oh, excuse me, Daniel. But if, knowing what I know about 9/11, first of all, okay, if I were running for political office, and this just came up yesterday with, him, the Fox trying to affiliate him with Alex Jones, who, you know, believes 9/11 was an inside job, and so do I. Listen, I'll hold you over, okay?
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com or call 312-224-2710, 312-224-2710.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Live from Phoenix, Arizona. Short segment coming up here. I've got Daniel on the line from Canada. And Daniel, I wanted to answer your question. First of all, this just came up yesterday about them the Fox News trying to tie him in with Alex Jones, who does believe 9/11 was an inside job, of which so do I. But if I were a presidential candidate, Daniel, even if I believed it, I wouldn't come out and say it, because if I did, they would ostracize me. Okay, that's the first thing. The second thing is when you're talking about habeas corpus and so forth, and he's never mentioned that. Yes, he has mentioned enough. I don't know, you know, where exactly you're listening to, but yes, he has talked about getting rid of the Federal Reserve. Yes, he has talked about repealing this military commissions act with the habeas corpus and so forth. So I honestly don't know where you're coming from, sir.
Okay, well, you know, all I'm really trying to say here is that the whole system is corrupt. This is a totally fantasy to think that you're going to change anything with Ron Paul at all. So all I'm saying is that I think a far better tactic is to walk away from it, boycott it, show it for the total corruption it is. And, you know, another thing about election reform, if you want to just get that, it's not so much the machines that are the problem. It's the fact that to run for office, you've got to have multi-millions of dollars that can only come from the business people. That you should be at least, if you want to have elections, be fighting for clean elections.
No, that's a good point. That's a good point, Daniel. Don, you want to comment on this?
Sorry?
Yeah, I agree with your caller on just about everything he's said. We need to look at the fact that this is a diversion. It seems that these debates have occurred rather early on in the election. Usually, I recall this influx of debates, the series of serious debates, taking place within the year of the election, not 2 years before. And it raises a red flag as to what might be going on. And I have something that I would add, not to take up the caller's time, but we need to be looking at false flag events and that. And they got our attention in one place. They've got us believing that we have a chance to elect our candidate. And it's corruption. He's right. It's all corrupt. So we need to change that. We need to be looking at alternative solutions.
Okay, yeah. Daniel.
Okay, that's great. I'll get off the air and give others a chance. But great talking to you, and thanks for hearing me out.
Thank you for the input, sir.
You know what that is? That's American.
yes.
Okay,
appreciate
take
it.
Care.
All right. Thank you for the input, Daniel. I appreciate that. Well, he's got good points. I mean, he brought up a couple of things about, Ron Paul hasn't brought up these issues. And the fact is, yes, he has. Is he a straw man? Is anybody's guess? You seem to think he is, Don. Is that right?
I'm suggesting that he might be. And the fact that the media is trying to beat him down in terms of the mainstream media. They are keeping that from the rest of the American people with intentions. It's propaganda. It's not the truth about what's going on. And those of us in the alternative media, really, we are the media that's bringing the truth to folks. With our limited resources, we're not doing this with hordes of money behind us. I don't get paid for the work I do, as you probably don't yourself, Michael. So we're not doing this for money. We're doing this to bring the truth out. And that in and of itself shows the power of the truth when you can gather forces on a grassroots level to support a candidate or to bring this information to the people. But the one thing that I find myself, as you do, consistently having to do after having done so is to ask people to wake up and start really looking, discerning. Now, your caller is very discerning. He's very perceptive. He's probably intuitive as well. And I think we need to use our spiritual discernment and really question what is going on here.
Mm-hmm. Well, okay, we got off topic a little bit. I wanted to mention on this, let's get back to the bridge collapse for just a moment. And I wanted to mention that, this bridge mysteriously collapsed, and you're saying and I think there was something, I ran across a report, I don't know whether it was out of Pravda, I think it was a Russian newspaper, something about they had depicted whatever the scale is for earthquakes, they had depicted some sort of a rumbling or something at that particular point in time. But going beyond that, if that were indeed true, the reason that this bridge, the bridge collapsed in a particular area that the district was opposed to the Trans-Texas Corridor. So if that theory or if that possibility is true that somebody destroyed that bridge, then it would fit in with them holding a carrot in front of, the Minnesota established or the Minnesota politicians' noses and say, okay, well, we'll give you federal funding to fix that if you go ahead and go along with the Trans-Texas Corridor, right?
Well, if you go to whatdoesitmean.com, and I'm referring to a very good article that's talking about what I described earlier when I witnessed what the security camera picked up, and we'll say my intuition instantly was that was another false flag event. Now, the little security camera in its limited view showed me the same thing. I did not see the bridge collapsing or swaying or bending or falling apart in pieces. It appeared, from what I could tell, the whole bridge, flat as a pancake, was pushed down into the river. Now,
so you've seen a video of this on what, YouTube or Google or something?
It's posted on the web. The exact site I don't recall at the moment.
Okay, but we can type it in.
Yeah,
let's take a break. Got to take a break.
Okay.
Be back in three. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, with my guest Don Nikoloff. Be right back. Got more for you.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Do you know that you can go solar for under $1,200 now? Hi, this is Ken Solar. As you may have heard by now, I've been designing alternative energy packages for over a decade. The solar powered generators that I produce will get you all the solar power you need for your household essentials. Your refrigerator, your freezer, lights, fans, electric blankets, TV, radio, clocks, phones, computers, and a lot more. No gas, no fumes, and they're totally silent. Each solar powered generator comes complete with everything you'll need, including the solar panel, a 3,000 watt peak inverter, a step-by-step quick setup sheet, and battery backup. I reached that point in my life where I just didn't want to have to rely on everyone else anymore. You know, power companies, government. Anyway, getting yourself free from the utility grid is a lot easier than you might think. Are you ready to go solar? Give me a call now at 239-677-3073. Or order them on my website at a 10% discount on kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle. And today, you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill. I'm going there right now.
Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today, 1-800-691-7898, and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Back. Michael Herzog, the American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona, with my weekly guest, Don Nikoloff. And two things. First of all, I wanted to thank Manny. I was looking for a word a few minutes ago, and Manny typed it in here. It says it's the Richter scale. But also, Don, and during the break, I went in, and for the benefit of the listeners out there, if you go in and type Minnesota bridge collapse and then YouTube, you can see it on, or just go into Google and type Minnesota Bridge Collapse YouTube. And Don, I see what you're saying here. What's interesting is that the video itself doesn't show the other side of the bridge, but it does show the one side of the bridge where it collapses. And it is, it's coming down flat. It's not coming down like it would, you know, first shake or, you know, the pieces started falling off or anything. It's almost like both sides. Which, again, the video doesn't show the other side, but the way it collapsed shows that it's almost like both sides, gave way at the same time.
Yes, keep in mind that they probably didn't intend for us to see that, but it was captured on a security camera, and it's not the one-second camera of the plane hitting the Pentagon that we saw, okay?
Right, but again, I want to emphasize the point with this video. It's curious, this video, it does not show the other side of the bridge, but it does show the bridge collapsing flat down. It's like both sides, you know, both of the supporting structures on either end of the bridge broke at the same time, which is very weird. I will give you that.
Now, what's interesting, and this is in Sorsha Fa'al's article that I previously mentioned, reports from Russia's Institute of Solar Terrestrial Physics, located in Irkutsk, are reporting that their Siberian Solar Radio Telescope, or the SSRT, detected a massive ultra-low frequency, otherwise referred to as ULF, blast, emanating from latitude 45 degrees north longitude, 93 degrees 15 west at the exact moment and location of a catastrophic collapse of a nearly 2,000-foot-long bridge in Minneapolis, Minnesota. Now, they know that our military possesses this kind of technology. This could take out large battalions of soldiers or tanks or buildings or whatever they want to direct that weapon towards. Ships, you know, planes, and it moves as fast as the speed of light. And the speed at which that bridge collapsed was not due to a failure on the part of the bridge. Nothing could withstand that force. Nothing. Hmm. And it was a perfect type of weapon. The only smoke that arose was from the crumbling pieces of highway that were over the land. In fact, I found it interesting that in both in the video as well as in news reports, you can see the pillars that were holding that end of the bridge on the land itself, not in the river, but you know on the banks. The pillars were still standing, which was amazing.
I'm going to assume for a moment that there is an ELF weapon, if you will. And again, I'm not saying that there is, folks. I'm assuming for a moment, okay, there's this ELF weapon that they can direct it.
They're calling it ULF.
ULF. Okay, ULF. That they can point at something and literally cause it to, with some kind of vibrational frequency, to...
It'd be a pulse weapon. It would be in sound, in audio these days, especially with digital technology, they can tune a device that a frequency generator to a particular frequency that will keep it locked at that frequency, and then they put out a pulse, and based on how amplified it is, it will do what that did. Interestingly enough, and this is what I've been telling people about the 9/11 eyewitness video that some people are saying, oh, you're crazy. You can see some kind of scalar weapon being used in the helicopters that are flying above the buildings, aiming it at the buildings. You can see a flash of light, and then the helicopters take off, and then the buildings collapse. So, you know,
are you saying that the helicopters had some kind of a triggering mechanism on it?
I'm not saying possibly. I've seen it with my own eyes. I've seen the video, and this man, Rick Siegel, who filmed that from New Jersey, did a very, very detailed and meticulous investigation of what was going on there. He analyzed everything, including the low-frequency sound blasts that were actually registering on the Richter scale on or about 2.3.
Oh, okay. You're talking about the 9/11 eyewitness video. Because I know there was another one that was released. Matter of fact, I'm not sure where I ran across it. There's one that's been released just here in the last week or two that is showing something about the television cameras could put different backdrops, and all of what we actually saw we didn't see. And it was disinformation. And it's been debunked by, I think it was Pilots for 9/11 Truth debunked it. But at any rate, so yes, indeed, these weapons obviously do exist. Is this something that may have to do with HAARP, or is it some other technology?
No, HAARP is more to do right now with the atmospheric and microwave emissions, although, you know, they can use this technology to cause diseases, disorientation, emotional distress, and basically, you know, use as a weapon on large groups of people, you just fan out the frequencies. This was very specifically targeted. Now, another coincidence is that that particular area of Minneapolis has a Muslim population, which is one of the largest in the United States, and there are actually some 30,000 Somalis who are living there. Coincidentally, Ambassador Leo Iwanta is an ambassador from Somalia to Canada and Switzerland. That's just a coincidence, but now, you read between the lines.
I want to put a disclaimer out here. I'm not saying that this is indeed what happened. We're just exploring the possibilities and saying, okay, this is what is being reported. And Don, with what you have looked at, your opinion is that it's more likely than not that that's what happened?
Absolutely. In fact, I'm not the only one saying this. Instantly when it happened, many came to that conclusion. Use your discernment, folks. That's all I'm saying. You know, it is my opinion. And now facts are coming out that kind of support my opinion.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll go with that. Listen, I want to take a minute here. I got one of my listeners, George. I mean, I get these emails during the show, and sometimes they're funny. George is telling me another big reason why, and I think I mentioned this earlier, another big reason that the Congress acts or reacts the way they do is because they have so many skeletons in their closet that they can be blackmailed into voting how the powers want them to vote. Yes, I agree with you, George. Thank you very much for that one. And I got one more here. And this is an interesting one because I ran across this. I want to read this one real quick, Don. I ran across this. Are you familiar with Stu Webb,
Don? Yes, I am. Yes.
Okay. I was on his website the other day when I was doing this research with Sherman Skolnick, and I ran across Leo Wanta's name yet again. It had something to do with Al Gore. I don't remember, but it was back during the Clinton administration. But anyway, let me read this, okay? It says, Michael, you mentioned Stu. Oh, by the way, this is from, I believe it's Melody, yeah. Thank you, Melody. You mentioned Stu Webb. You may have seen this chart. I don't know about all of its validity, but I have been delving into the Maurice Strong and Khashoggi connections, who may be our guy from Canada working for Lawrence Rockefeller on the Canadian aspect and now Chinese towards the NAU and NWO. Strong has been active in my area on a Spanish land grant he bought from Khashoggi back in the 70s, which may tie into Arizona land. Bush and Ken Good, according to Webb, Strong was involved in the UN Food for Oil deal. He tried to tie up huge amounts of all the water in Colorado in the early 80s. Strong is an incredible character, playing both sides of the aisle, often in the shadows. He may have had an office in the towers with a company called CO2E back on 9/11, which got off the work of Constantine. Strong is considered one of the most powerful men in the world by many. My facts I am bringing up here is by memory. And so I could have some of it skewed without going back and rechecking all of my facts. But she puts in here, she puts this thing on from Stu Webb's website on the Bush crime family flow chart. Have you ever seen that, Don?
Yes,
just,
I have.
I mean,
yes.
It's just so complex. You know, it's like a jigsaw puzzle. And there are so many connections to anything and everything that you can think of, including the Arkansas connection, Mena, Arkansas, the Rose Law Firm. I mean, these are, names that come up out of the past. And if you've seen the Clinton Chronicles, then, yes, it will be refreshed in your mind, if you will. They're tied to Hillary Clinton, Webster Hubble, William Kennedy, Vince Foster, the Whitewater Development, the Silverado Savings, which I just read an article about, is the taxpayer going to bail out these hedge funds again? I mean, this is so deep, so intricate. I couldn't vision for the life of me that any one man could be controlling all of this without having just an enormous amount of people at his beck and call, some compartmentalized, maybe some insiders that are taking care of this. There has to be literally thousands of people in this cabal, Don, would you say?
Hundreds of thousands.
And all of them are the same backslapping, being held in confidence with, like George says, the skeletons in the closet, or Masonic or demonic, or they have to be controlled by this main individual at the top, which evidently is Bush the Elder.
Well, he's one of them. I wouldn't say he's the top, but then you also have this splitting into various factions. You have the Western Hemisphere versus the Eastern Hemisphere, and ultimately you know, it was originally designed, if we go to Tietin's book, which I referenced in the first hour, Germany Plots with the Kremlin. In fact, that's available online in a PDF. You can get it for free. Germany Plots with the Kremlin by T.H. Tietens, T-E-N-E-S. Okay. He refers to the Madrid Circular letter, which was found in 1950. The book was written in 1953, and literally what's going down now was forecast by him in this book. Not all the specifics, but the intentions were there. So, you know, you have Bush obviously trying to be a major player in this role. As I reported when I disclosed his real identity, which many
trying
people,
you've got him trying to play. This guy's the grand pooba. I mean,
well, you know, Li Ka-shing is you know, up there as well as the Rothschilds and the Rockefellers. So
I'll tell you another name. I keep running across another name that happens to keep weaving its way back and forth is Myung Sung Moon or whatever his name is, who happens to also own an adjutant property down in Paraguay. You know, this is another one of Bush's tight friends, evidently. Mm-hmm. This is the guy who was running around with the Moonies back in the 80s, and I remember him trying to collect money, you know, back in the 70s mm-hmm. and 80s. Right. So this runs pretty deep. This is, I mean, I can go through here, and as I read these, you know, these little triggers keep going off in my mind. Here's one down at the bottom. AIG. Did not Richard Andrew Groves mention something about that insurance company on his
yes,
testimony?
Yes, he did.
The Blackstone Group, Kissinger and Associates, tied to the Carlyle Group. I mean, it's endless. It's just endless. I would, you know, folks, I could go into stuweb.com and look up the Bush family flowchart. I mean, you could spend an hour just trying to figure out who's who and where it's going and looking at the lines, trying to figure out all the different connections. Literally, you can get lost doing this. I mean, this crime family, the Bush crime family, is the centerpiece of it, and they are literally the answer men to all of these different things. Now, how long would it take to build something like that? And, you know, we think back in the 60s when John Kennedy was the president and his brother was the attorney general and they were looking to take down the mafia. Okay? It looks to me like as time progressed, they really didn't take them down. They took all their ideas and used them.
if you look at the proliferation, pardon my French, proliferation of drugs right now, and you see this on TV, I mean, almost every ad. And I don't watch a lot of TV, but I keep pace with what they're reporting and what's going on, so I can get the spin, get that take, and read between the lines and see who they're actually putting out as sacrificial lambs, we'll call them. Everything is every news program, every sporting event, every soap opera. It doesn't matter what it is. You scan through the channels, and you find repeated drug ads. And these drugs are designed to supposedly cause your libido to grow by 25%, including the tools that go along with your libido. Or they're pushing for vaccines now, this papillomavirus vaccine, which they're targeting to young schoolgirls. And, you know, they're subliminally suggesting that school kids should have sex, and yet they're making it a penalty when they do. But that sells drugs, you see. That sells these procedures of having your tubes tied or your digestive tract tied to lose weight. And it's just mind control. It's all mind control, and it's obvious who's making the money with that. And it's obvious why the FCC permits that to go on and why Congress is doing nothing about it, because they're getting paid not to do anything about it, to permit it or to pass legislation to allow it to happen.
Well, and not only that, but there's legislation that's been passed to protect the pharmaceutical companies from lawsuits. And that was early on in the Bush administration when that happened. And I'm sure it happened because of the political contributions to get Bush elected in that, you know, farce of an election that he had to begin with back in 2000.
Sure.
Yeah, the whole thing was literally a coup, and he was a puppet in the whole thing. The military-industrial complex, you know, obviously is part of the faction that controls this whole element that's going on right now. I mean, the level of the – it's mind-boggling. It is literally – you have to expand your consciousness – I'll use your term, Don – just to be able to get a picture of the entire thing. And even when you do, it's so complex, it takes time to disseminate it.
Yeah, and you know, people are so dumbed down, they're so mind-controlled, and then drugged to ensure that the mind control continues. I mean, they got a sleeping pill called Lunesta. One of the side effects is drowsiness. Excuse me, you have to point that out as a side effect? It's supposed to put you to sleep. What is drowsiness?
One of the side effects.
Well, yeah, I'm going to play golf. I'll take my Lunesta so it kicks in.
I was watching, and again, I don't have a TV, but I was over at somebody's house, and I happened to catch a commercial. I don't remember what it was, but it was something along the lines, or maybe it was somebody that called in that there was a commercial. I really don't recall, but I remember one of the side effects of one of these pills was gambling. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
All right, we got to take a break, Don. Hold that thought. We'll be back at 3. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, with my weekly guest, Don Nicolau. Be right back for the final segment.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
All All right, we're back. Final segment. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona, with my weekly guest, Don Nikoloff. And, Don, I wanted to ask you, with the few minutes we got left here, with some of these groups out, you know, that are actually shining a light, a spotlight, if you will, and cameras on these people, you know, some of these candidates that are running and asking them direct questions, some of these videos, you see people being dragged out for exposing Fred Thompson and questioning Giuliani with really pointed questions, and then some of the investigation that's going on in Leo Wanta. Do you think that there's any likelihood or even a remote possibility that we're going to be able to shine enough light on these cockroaches to expose them and take our country back?
Yes, it's always a possibility. Is everyone going to wake up? No. There are people that flat out say, I don't want to be bothered. Those people are going to remain asleep, allow them to sleep, rest in peace, might be an appropriate term to use. Those of us that want to create a new paradigm, we have to look within ourselves and discover who we are and then choose the reality that we want. And we'll find ourselves, because there are a lot of forces going on here that are unseen. And, you know, we're talking in very pragmatic matters here of discernment about what's going on politically and in terms of, you know, social consciousness. But it goes far beyond that. We have to accept responsibility for allowing things to have transpired to the point they have. Now, we were hoodwinked into a lot of that with the mind control programs and the drugs and the upbringing that we have to comply with these programs because and national security was always the term that was used. If you feel that something is wrong, if you feel that we are not secure, then national security is a ruse. And I'm not saying that we don't have a foundational concern to have safety, but what's being fear-mongered is terrorism, which is being orchestrated by all these people who are running the military-industrial complex. It's always made money for them every time they've created a war. And they know that we're hip to it now. They know that we're waking up. There are those of us. We only need about 1.5 million people to wake up, and we can change this whole thing. 1.5 million people is not that many people.
Well, no, but let me expound on that a minute. Not just to wake up, but to wake up and then do something about it.
Do something, yes.
Right, because I'm sure there's more than 1.5 million people awake. It's a question of taking the initiative because, you know, I never visualized myself being any kind of an activist, if you will, even up to a couple of years ago. I never visualized that until I was really hit in the face with what actually is going on. And then it hit me that, look, you know, I've got to do something about this or my children and grandchildren are not going to be able to grow up in the country that at least what I thought it was, the illusion of what it was. It wasn't anywhere near as bad as it is now because they've just literally busted out of the gates and ripped the curtain back and said, we're going for broke here.
That's because we're waking up. Now, I'm not implying that there's only 1.5 million awake. Those are the 1.5 million that we must awaken to join the millions that are awake.
Right. Okay, Don...
Okay.
It's the end of another day, my friend. I want to thank you so much again for sharing these 2 hours with me. And I will see you again next week. Okay?
All right. Thanks for having me on.
All right, buddy. Okay. That's the end of another day. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening. I'll see you again tomorrow. Stay tuned for the National Intel Report. John's on vacation, seeing his father-in-law. And I'm not sure he'll be taking his place today, but I'm sure they'll be good. Bye. With